There's a particular method, as you say, that's been set up here, and the fact that they've been given time to work it through and reach the position they've got, when things haven't always gone well in the meantime, that suggests that the whole club is very much behind this method, and it's not just Richard and Dean. I imagine that's another very important thing for you coming in.
Yeah, and it's, you know, somebody has to drive it, so they'll drive the on-field stuff, and the chairman will support them, and, you know, when you talk to the rest of the staff, the football staff and the non-football staff, you know, I think they're fully behind. You know, but Walsall is regaining a reputation, which is takes years sometimes to bring to fruition and can be destroyed in seconds. And I think, you know, what they don't want to do is suddenly take the chance that that might be destroyed. So I have no intention of doing that. I just want them to, you know, I actually want them to try, well, go on, then can we take it to the next level? The next level is to, you know, win the games you've been drawing. You know, the games we've lost, can we draw them and all that? You know, but doing it in a way that the players are challenged, because you don't want to come to work every day and do the same old, but actually create an environment or maintain an environment where they feel supported.
There's no secrets here. Everybody knows that the way the club is run very frugally, and it's very prudently. There is never going to be a huge amount of money to spend. It's also inevitable, sooner or later, if the players are doing well, and some of them are, that they will attract interest from others. Clearly, that's something you're content with, the way these clubs run. You're not going to have fortunes to spend.
No, and it'd be wrong of me to expect that, I suppose. You're coming in with your eyes wide open, and people say to me, well, does that mean the club lack ambition? And people tend to lump ambition with how much money you're going to spend at things. That's, you know, if that's the case, then this club isn't ambitious, but it's ambitious in a different way. The way they've actually been brave enough to do what they've done, I think, is another level of ambition. You know, we talk about players, you know, being brave, and sometimes it used to be, well, whether they tackled or whether they stuck their head in, but nowadays it's, can you be brave and, you know, get on the ball and do things that, you know, take a little bit of a little bit of bottle, so to speak, or do it at the right times. You know, you want your players to be brave but not stupid, and I think they've got that balance really right. So I think that's where their ambition lies, and it's you've got to maintain that. Okay, if we sell a player, then we've been a vital part in that sale, in the sense that we've developed him, and where's the next one?
Yes.
I think that's where this club, you know, can create a niche for itself and be well respected throughout the football league.
All that you've described, and indeed that Dean and Richard and others have said over recent years, which are very much in line with it, that suggests that this club is very different to many others. For someone who's been in the game as long as yourself, that must be quite an exciting thing, to have an opportunity to do something like this that you maybe couldn't do anywhere else.
Yeah, I think you're not fighting a tide, are you? You're not saying, you know, there's one or two things I think I can suggest that, you know, other club people will look at you and go, we've never done that, or we're here. I think the attitude will be, oh, we like that, let's try it. So I think that's refreshing, and something that I think the players have got used to now. I think from a player that's always done the same things all the time, then to suddenly say, can you do something different, then that's, you know, it puts people on edge a little bit. But I think this club is, or it seems that the players are used to that. You know, they want to be challenged, they want to be asked questions, you know, and they're prepared to take responsibility, which has always been the core of, I suppose, my football philosophy, understanding and responsibility. So this fits really nicely.
Just a last thought for now, if I may. Your career as a player and a coach has taken you all over the country, from one end of it to the other. You're clearly back somewhere near where it all started, back near home. Is that important to you?
I suppose it, at the time, it has been important. But I think now, I've sort of settled in the area again, and this is probably the right club at the right time for me. It might not be for everybody, but for me, I think you've got fingers crossed that it's a good fit, and we can carry on the good work that's been started and finish the job.